Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and on Tuesdays at 8:30 a.m. every week we talk about news events and we talk to people related to Lincoln County government. On the program today, Nancy Smith. She's the Director of Food Share. Hi.
Good morning, Casey.
It's great to have you on the program. It's always good to hear about what you guys are doing. And, of course, it's one of those kind of continual things that we need to keep striving for, keeping you going and keeping your shelves stocked. So looking forward to finding out what's going on. I do want to remind you that next week on the program, Belinda Judelman. And, Nancy, have you met Belinda yet?
Yeah,
probably
we're working together
with
on this project I'm going to mention later.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good. She's in AmeriCorps Vista with Lincoln Commission Children and Families, and she's working on homeless issues. And she's been working with Food Share, too, it sounds like. So,
yes.
Very good. She'll be on the program next week. If you're interested in following the Board of Commissioner meetings and things that are happening in the decision-making process at Lincoln County, please be reminded that every Wednesday morning at 9:30 a.m. the Board of Commissioners meet. Everybody's welcome to come. The agenda for those meetings is published online every Friday, so you can see what's coming up, look at who will be presenting, what kinds of subjects we'll be talking about. And so that'll be at 9:30 a.m. If you can't make it to those meetings, then we have streamed them on the county's website, usually within about one working day from the meeting. So you can check those out there. Also, this program that you're listening to now, you can follow up and download that program at kcup.net as well. So great ways to follow up from archiving these digital programs online, and we really appreciate that opportunity. So, Nancy, I know the program goes by really fast, and you've got a lot going on. How are things going?
Well, things are going pretty well. We're, of course, busy, as we always are, feeding people, feeding our community. I did want to touch a little bit on some things that are going on with Food Share. Most people, I think, know what Food Share is all about. Food Share is a regional food bank, one of 20 in the statewide network of the Oregon Food Bank. So we're connected with the Oregon Food Bank, and we're also connected with other food banks in the state. We work together carefully to address the issues of hunger in our state as well as in our own local regions. So Food Share of Lincoln County has been a business for about 30 years, has been incorporated for 30 years, providing emergency food to our community in Lincoln County. And a lot of people that are familiar with Food Share used to know us as Lincoln County Food Share. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the changes that have sort of taken place gradually that we are going to start talking about a little bit more, is that we sort of rearranged our name to Food Share of Lincoln County, because a lot of people were confusing us with a government organization. And,
gotcha.
And so,
it is, you know, it is hard to decipher all the organizations and what might be specific government programs versus regional programs. Kind of makes sense to me because it gets confusing.
It does, because we're serving Lincoln County, but we're not a program of the Lincoln County government. So we are a private nonprofit organization, and we're funded mainly by individual donations, grants, and fundraisers.
And that's not going to really change you fundamentally, though, in any way.
Not at all. It was just sort of a clarifying point for our supporters that we do need your support. We're not government funded. We do need, you know, we're community supported running this program. So I do have to say, though, I will give this plug for the county. We do apply for the social service allocation funds every year, and we're so thankful to the county to be able to receive those funds because they're unencumbered and they're unrestricted, and they're very helpful for some of us that need, you know, operating funds to
keep
going.
And that's the nonprofit social service grants?
That Lincoln County provides once a year.
It seems like traditionally you've gotten funds through that for a while now.
Yes.
And it's great that the county has that program. When we think about the Oregon Food Bank and kind of do look at those federal funds, does the federal go to the Oregon Food Bank? Does the state make contributions? How does that process work as it trickles down to you?
Well, the Oregon Food Bank is also a private nonprofit organization.
It is a private nonprofit. Okay.
Yes. They write a lot of grants. They receive a lot of grants from large, foundations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Meyer Memorial or Collins.
Wow.
They do a lot of fundraising events, big fundraising events. They have a lot of relationships with the food industry in the entire state of Oregon. And so they're the bigger piece of what we do in that they're scouting all around the state for food and relationships and funds to spread around the state to support the rest of us in helping us help our local community. So,
do you have any idea when the food bank, the Oregon Food Bank, was founded?
Oh, boy. That's probably in the late 70s, I want to say.
Late 70s?
Yeah.
Was that a time when maybe historically we were seeing a movement towards, you know, assessing hunger issues in that way? Do you know? Or
I believe so. I think the food stamp programs and things were out there, but there were a lot of people that were falling through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of churches were getting requests for helps for food, and you know, a lot of community members or programs were recognizing that some of these people were still suffering from food insecurity. So I think the churches started up putting food on their shelves in mm-hmm. their church and letting people come and get a couple cans of food for an emergency situation. And it just sort of grew from there.
So when people think about donating money, for example, they want to contribute, you know, typically it seems like we do it locally and think about you. So for example, if someone donated to the Oregon Food Bank, does that distribute everywhere? I mean, is it important for us to decipher the difference between, you know, thinking about if we want it to be local specifically, that we go through Food Share of Lincoln County when we make our donations?
Yes, that's a good point, because, you know, people should be able to donate where and how, you know, decipher where they want their donations to go. The Oregon Food Bank, the money that comes into the Oregon Food Bank does directly benefit all of the food banks around the state, just like donations that go to Food Share of Lincoln County
mm-hmm.
contribute to all the pantries and other soup kitchens and other programs that help feed people in our community. So, so countywide or statewide donations do trickle down into local levels. But, you know, that's something that we wanted to make sure that our donors know and the listeners this morning that if you do want to donate to Food Share in Lincoln County or any of the separate pantries in our network in the county, we can talk about that more and let people know just how to do that.
And the percentage, the breakout, I mean, it's pretty crucial that we have local contributions. I mean, you don't rely 100% on the Oregon Food Bank. How does that work out for you guys?
Well, it's probably about 50% of our revenues are individual and organizational donations. That's including the faith-based community mm-hmm. and business community and individual community. At least 50% of our revenues come from community donations.
So our locals are really champions for
yes, absolutely.
Making a difference. And Lincoln County, we have done the food drive. I don't know how many years we've done it. I know the last three since I've been the public information officer. And, you know, it's a nice thing. People get involved in, but it just, you know, it just, it's something that we continually need to think about. Unfortunately, you know, I wish things were different, but making those donations are important. How do you, just a last question about this kind of food trend. How has this changed over the years? With the recession, have you seen that increase in need?
Absolutely. Our service numbers are always climbing. They climb from year to year, countywide. One of the things that we've noticed in the last couple of years with the economic downturn are a lot of new faces.
Mm-hmm.
And people that never thought they would be walking through a food pantry door before.
Right.
So that kind of thing.
Lincoln County Connections, Nancy Smith. She's the director of Food Share of Lincoln County. So before we get into the events of how people can participate, some things that are coming up, let's decipher pantry locations. And as you're saying, the Newport Pantry's shifting its emphasis to church-based pantry. I'll let you explain
it. Okay. This is something that you might be hearing a lot about from Food Share of Lincoln County and the First Presbyterian, Newport Pantry at the First Presbyterian Church. This is going to be a pretty big change in the community, and we really want to help our donors and our supporters understand the changes that are going on. People that are familiar with Food Share see the storefront over there on Northeast First Street, and there's a food warehouse, and there's the offices,
right?
And there's a food pantry, an in-house food pantry that serves Newport residents. It's all been all-in-one inclusive program.
So your administrative offices have been there. They're going to stay there, though.
Right.
Okay.
So if you hear Food Share is moving, no, Food Share is not moving. Food Share is staying right where it's at. We're continuing to collect, store, and distribute food, and we get food out to the pantries in our community. We distribute food to the Walport Pantry. We distribute food to the Depot Bay Pantry. We distribute food to the Lincoln City Pantry. We distribute food to the backpack program. We distribute food to Olala Center. So these are all of our partner agencies. Now, all these years, Newport Pantry has been inside the building of Food Share of Lincoln County. Well, we have a pretty wonderful thing happening in that a group of folks from members from the First Presbyterian Church have decided that they want to join in the efforts, the hunger relief efforts, serving Newport. Because that's where they're located, and they are forming their own 501c3, and they are going to become the new sponsors and the new home of the pantry that serves Newport residents.
Great.
So they'll still be a partner agency of Food Share. We'll still distribute food to serve Newport residents. The location will be different. The hours will be different. And so you'll be hearing a lot about that. And what we want our donors to understand is that you can choose to donate to Food Share of Lincoln County and for the countywide efforts in helping all the organizations that I've just mentioned.
Yeah.
You can also just directly donate to the pantry of your choice or the program of your choice. We hope that you do both.
Yeah.
So we hope that you can help the countywide effort, or you can designate your donation to go to a certain pantry. And you'll be seeing a lot more media releases and stuff from the Newport Pantry at First Presbyterian Church. That's what it's called. They're not up and running yet. So currently, Newport residents are still being served through the Food Share warehouse building site over on 535 Northeast 1st Street. But hopefully by late summer, the pantry at the First Presbyterian Church will be up and running, and that's where Newport residents will be able to access emergency food. It's going to be a larger pantry than what's what we have now. It's going to be a shopping-style pantry in which clients have a choice. It's almost like a grocery store atmosphere. It's really going to serve the pantry clients much better in that sort of environment and that kind of setup. And we're very happy that this is happening. This is going to help streamline our process of being a food bank in an office where we can concentrate on bringing more food in. It'll free up a little space in our building. The staff can get busy, you know, writing grants and because currently some of our staff time is taken up with clientele issues and pantry issues and that kind of thing. So it's really going to, it's a great thing, but we know there's a lot of confusion about Food Share's moving.
But it's great. It sounds like it's really a win-win because
it's a very win-win.
Frees you up to work on other things. They're taking some of those responsibilities and making it it's going to be kind of dynamic, really, the types of services they'll get there. Having that kind of shopping style environment.
Shopping style, and I believe they're going to be offering cooking classes.
Wow,
there's a local chef that's going to be offering some cooking classes. They have a community garden already there, so there's going to be a lot of educational activities going on around gardening and growing your own food. So it is going to be a huge expansion for Newport Food Pantry residents, and we're looking forward to that event. We just want to make sure that people are clear as to you know, how this change is taking place. But it's a partnership for sure, and it's something that's going to serve our clients much better.
It's good news. More people are getting involved, basically, and
absolutely,
that's good news.
Yes.
Events. What exciting things do you have coming up? Are we going to be doing? I'm assuming the county is going to be doing, you know, many months away here, our food drive for you again. And that's part of Hunger Month, right?
Yeah, we've done a Hunger Action Month in September, typically. So, if we can get some activities going, you might be heading up Hunger Action Month, Casey.
Okay.
Because your county drive is very instrumental in helping us with our food and fund supply. So we really appreciate that.
And you're doing things all year, so.
We always have something going on. This is something new. This is a new business in town that's decided to help Food Share of Lincoln mm-hmm. County. And if anybody knows about Chiboogie Jazz and Wine Club,
they're Chiboogie
down on the bayfront of Newport, right next to the Apollo's, right across mm-hmm. the street from the Thai restaurant mm-hmm. down there at the
Saffron
corner.
Saffron Salmon's down there too.
Yes,
right. In that, kind of that west corner of the bayfront.
Yes. They're going to be doing a, they call it a blind tasting. They're going to have 12 hand-picked wines that will be wrapped for disguise and will be tasted and determined which ones are which. They'll have appetizers, and prizes will be given out to the first and second place winners who guess the most wines.
Mm-hmm.
Proceeds are going to be going to Food Share of Lincoln County. Admission is $25 per person. And the phone number there is 264-8362, and that's going to be Thursday, June 2nd. That's coming up this week at 6:30. So you can call.
Is that Friday night?
It's a Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. So you can call them or you can call Food Share at 541-265-8578 for more information.
Will there be live jamming at that time?
I believe there's going to be some jazz music at that point in time, yes.
Well, that's kind of a fun way to kill two birds with one stone. Cool. Chiboogie.
So we thank them for thinking of Food Share and putting this event on.
Do you know, does Chiboogie have a website or anything like that yet? Or
I don't think they do yet.
Okay. But I think they could probably, what was that phone number again?
Oh, here it is. 265-JAZZ.
Oh, okay. 265-JAZZ.
Yeah.
If you want to
participate. Minute. That's, okay. Yeah. 265-JAZZ. I have two different numbers here, but 265-JAZZ I think will work. And that's 5299.
Okay. So that's this Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. So please come join their efforts and let's make it a good fundraiser.
Sounds like kind of a neat place.
Yes.
Okay. What else you got going on?
The other thing that we have our golf tournament coming up on August 6th. It's this first Saturday in mm-hmm. August. That's an annual. It'll be our 12th annual golf tournament. We're still looking for sponsors and teams and gifts for prizes and raffle baskets. So
how does that work? Do you have a limitation on how big your team can be? Or
it's a team of four. Mm-hmm. It's a nine-hole golf course. We can take up to about 15 or 16 teams of four, and we definitely need teams. So all you golfers out there, give us a call, and we'll get you signed up.
This event's been going on a while, hasn't it?
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, this will be our 12th annual.
12th annual
golf tournament, yes.
So I bet people get pretty pumped up for this, I got a feeling.
They
Something
do.
Tells me Commissioner Lindley
yes.
enjoys
we
this.
Have a lot of regular supporters, and we have a great spread. We put on a barbecue lunch for the golfers. Local Ocean donates the tuna, and we have a lot of other local restaurants that are helping out with food, Moe's and Gino's. And we'll have all that information out when we do our press releases for the golf tournament. But lots of community support around this event also.
How much does it cost for teams to participate?
$150 for a team of four. Or if businesses just want to help out, you can sponsor a hole for $100, and we'll have your business
gotcha.
Name on a sign at that hole and in any other publications that we do around the golf tournament.
And that's coming up in August.
August 6th. And do we have time for
another
one?
Yeah, we bet. We got 5 minutes left.
All
we
right.
can keep talking.
Okay, well, this is an event. It's called Healthy Champions, and you mentioned Belinda Judelman. She's sort of she's the champion behind the Healthy Champions. She's the AmeriCorps Vista that really is focusing on childhood hunger,
mm-hmm.
And she's also a part of the Samaritan Health Services Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition. And
so she's kind of a crossover between homeless issues, it sounds like nutrition issues,
yes.
too. Okay.
Right. Yeah. You know, basically serving the low income and you know, poverty issues, things that around, you know, hunger and poverty. And she is hosting, well, it's not she is, but there's going to be a soccer tournament at the old, it's the Newport Intermediate School. I want to call it the old middle school because that's where my kids went, but it's up on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's June 4th, this Saturday, June 4th from 9:30 to 3:30.
Oh, this Saturday. Okay.
Yes. Now, she's created this sort of this tag-along event of the soccer tournament, and she's promoting healthy choices and physical activity for our children especially. And so there's going to be a health festival. There's going to be some healthy foods. There's going to be a calendar of events that are going on all summer long in Lincoln County for people to get involved in. These are affordable events. Some of them are free. Her whole campaign is get up, get moving, make healthy choices, mm-hmm. and let's see if we can, cut down on some of this child obesity that we're seeing around the nation. And it's easy to get up and move and make healthy choices, and she wants to be a part of this. It's one of her platforms, and she's putting on this event, again, Saturday, June 4th from 9:30 to 3:30 up at the Newport Intermediate School on Northeast 7th up on the top of the hill there in Newport.
Well, that's terrific, and I know healthy food choices are also part of Food Share of Lincoln County's mission, too, with the types of healthy foods you provide. So that's a good merger.
That is a good merger.
You're working together on that.
Yeah, that we are working towards bringing more fresh food into the food boxes. We're mm-hmm. working with a lot of the community gardens. We're putting it out there to grow row for anybody that has a backyard garden. We're going to be doing some pickups at the farmer's market. There's going to be some vendors
awesome.
That are going to be donating mm-hmm. their leftover unsold product. And we want people to start learning about how to fix fresh vegetables. We can provide recipes. We can provide learning cooking tips, but we definitely want to bring more fresh food into the system. And we also want to support our local food producers at the same time. It's very important.
Excellent, Nancy. So this week, people can get involved. Chibugi on Thursday nights.
Right.
Food share activity. We've got Healthy Champions this Saturday at Aquinnah Bay School?
At Newport Intermediate on top of the hill.
Okay, Newport Intermediate on top of the hill. So, and Nancy, plug your website. How can folks find out more about Food Share of Lincoln County?
Our website is www.foodsharelincolncounty.org.
Okay, good website. A lot of resources there to learn more about how people can be involved and
yes.
where those pantry locations are. And thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you, Casey.
Come anytime. We thank you for listening today. And remember that Healthy Champions event at 9:30 this Saturday. That's Belinda Judelman who's working on that. And she'll also be on our program on Tuesday. So we'll probably get to find out about the results about that. And Nancy, thanks for everything you do, for everything Food Share of Lincoln County does. And thanks for listening to us today. And thank you to AgPal Broadcasting and K-Cup Studios for giving us the opportunity to have this show every week. We'll see you soon.